and good morning. And it's an open phone day today on the talk show. We'll talk about anything and everything. And we seem to have a lot of comparisons about who was and why is this the politicization of the judicial system. And we hear that term a lot, Colin. And I think the key here is, you know, if you really want it, and people are comparing things to things that really don't, you know, that can't be necessarily compared. I think the big thing about all of this whole, the Trump situation, I think people that have, if you actually read the indictment and you actually saw the reasons, is there some, is there stuff in there that probably doesn't make much difference? Yeah, probably. And sloppiness and mishandling. And I think the difference is intent. And it's never the, hey, look at Nixon. I've said this many times on the air. If Richard Nixon would have said right after water, on that 17th day of June in 1972, on the 18th, if he would have said, I've been told that the committee to reelect the president was involved in this break-in at the Democratic headquarters. I have fired all of them, and I will, and we will, and I take full responsibility, and we will get to the bottom of this, and we will have an investigation.
Well, yeah,
if he would have done that, he had to do that.
That's a very big what if, and it's a clear case of shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Well, and the fact is, it's never the deed; it's the cover up and the obstruction of justice, preventing the judicial or prevent not the judicial, but preventing people from lying. And obstruction of justice, that's really the key. The Trump thing is just, okay, what is the difference? Everybody, can you keep documents? Does everybody, it seems like everybody's got documents they have, but they give them back. It's when you try to destroy them and then you cover it up. And I mean, And the fact is, it seems that he thrives. Trump seems to thrive on people. The more you throw at him, he throws the slop right back at you. You know what I mean?
Counterpunching.
He's a counterpuncher. If you say anything negative, whatever you say negative, he does it twice as bad to you. That's really, Bill Barr, who was his attorney general, today was called Stupid and Lazy. Bill Barr was on, I think it was Face the Nation or whatever it was yesterday, one of those news, the Sunday talk shows that they have, political talk shows. And he said, the issue really is, okay, what did you have and what did you do with it? And why didn't you, how mishandling of this documentation were you, and how much lying, you lied to investigators, you lied to the people that that you kept lying, and then you obstruct, and then you did everything you could to prevent anything following through. I mean, that's lying, and it's a lie that gets the it's the lie and the obstruction of justice. That's really the thing that is the real key here. But you know what? I'm not going to get into this because Trump thrives on it. He gets more people. He's even, what did he post today? He wants to have as many people with placards and signs and MAGA hats all showing up at the courthouse, right?
I believe that was, I'm going to read something here. This is from CNN, actually.
Yeah.
The former president wrote on Truth Social that he had been informed by the Justice Department he was indicted and that he was summoned to appear in the courthouse in Miami on Tuesday at 3 p.m. More stuff calling the Espionage Act charge ludicrous, wrote things like, and I quote, the corrupt Biden administration has informed my attorneys that I have been indicted seemingly over the boxes hoax, Trump wrote on Truth Social. That's from CNN, by the way. So I'm trying to look up some of the more specific language here in the indictment. But, yeah, this is...
Lying to investigators, obstructing or preventing them from doing their job, all of that sort of thing, and it's and continuing to lie and continuing he's got his lawyer, you know, defending his lying and defending obstruction of justice. Well, that's fine. I mean, but it seems that that's what he, you know, no matter what he does, it's always a witch or it's a hoax and a witch hunt, right? He uses the same terms for every single thing that's ever been thrown at him. It's like, come on, can you come up with a synonym or something, Donald? I mean, okay, enough said. We can deal with that. It's like, it seems like that's where the politics are. I would agree that the Democrats probably... There seems to be a real trend towards not having Biden run again. You know what I mean?
I think, yeah.
There's a general feeling, and you don't want Kamala Harris, okay, right? I don't know about Robert F. Kennedy. He is surging, or at least moving up significantly in the polls.
I've heard his name mentioned a lot.
He's up to about 30% of Democrats would vote for him over Biden right now. And it's early in the game. It is early in the game on that thing. I think a lot depends on...
Remember, the election's not till next year.
I know. It's not till next year. And again, you've got the number of Republican candidates is going to start to fill an auditorium pretty soon, the way it looks right now. But I guess, yeah. And what really is the curiosity to me is that the number of opponents of his that reacted to the indictment without having read the indictment, by the way, they reacted to the indictment as a politicization. I mean, Chuck Grassley, come on. You didn't even see the thing. How can you comment on something that you don't see? Well, you can't, because you are what you are. I mean, that's what politics is. You jump to the conclusions, or you make your conclusions based on what you do know. But anyway, regardless of that, he thrives on it. He seems to be even moving higher in the polls every time somebody throws something or tries to another lawsuit or another indictment. He's collecting them, I guess, like kind of like a, you know, baseball cards. I don't think he probably could sell them, but it's like, hey, you know, hey, it's like, you know, I'm the woe is me. I'm the attack dummy or whatever. It's kind of like this football practice where you had padded arms and you had to break through the padded arms. And as soon as you broke through the padded arms, there was somebody there to send you right back through the padded arms?
Yep.
Yeah. You know what? Have they not changed anything in 50 years or 60 years?
The quality of the equipment's probably a lot better.
The equipment quality's probably better, but the same...
Although the machine you're talking about, mine at my high school, is probably still from the 70s or 80s.
Yeah, probably goes back to the... and I still remember it was...
And the arms on ours weren't padded.
Oh, they weren't padded. Well, so we had padded arms, but it was like you had...
Ours were hard plastic.
If you were a receiver or a running back, you had to run through there and then you got whomped. But that's another story. Anyway, I'm just saying is it's sort of like that. It's like the more he gets knocked down, the more that he seems to thrive, and his supporters don't really care. You know, it's like it's like they really don't. It's all hooey. You know what? Oh, did he really? Yeah, that whole insurrection thing, yeah, that whole incitement of the violence, the Proud Boys. It's a shame those guys got nailed down. Yes, it's like, yeah, it's like, come on. Anyway, that's another thing. What else is going on? What's going on? Let's see.
I will repeat again. I've got to go to the courthouse by July 1st. The city, one thing we did have John Billups say is that beware. If we're losing property tax dollars, what's the next shoe to drop?
Everything else.
A franchise fee? Remember those terms?
For the sake of argument, let's say I don't.
Okay, let's say you do. Okay. Franchise fee, because it probably there seems to be it's in many, if not most, Iowa cities of our size, because they've also seen a lot of the same kind of issues. Franchise fees are pretty common, and basically it's another way to generate revenue for the, and it goes
making
in
making up for lost revenue in other places.
Franchise fees go on. I believe they go on. Let's see, they go on anything that's pretty much. I believe power bills go on there. Power bills, internet, things like that. That's really where the franchise fees come from.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes directly to the city.
Yep.
And I don't know. I guess the question is, will people? The other thing is I'm looking at is that okay? I believe the Fed is looking. Wall Street's doing better right now because they believe that the Fed is going to hold off. They've had 10 interest rate increases.
I think they're going to take a break with the interest rate hikes.
Yeah, and particularly we're talking about the fact is that
the reason why these interest rate hikes have kept going is because the economy is just keeping going and unemployment kept going down for the longest time.
People are continuing to spend money no matter how, no matter the price.
And I remember complete as an aside, the last jobs report that was released, they were projected to lose a couple hundred thousand jobs and the unemployment rate to go up. The unemployment rate did go up slightly, but the number of jobs actually increased way higher than anybody expected.
And for every one of those things, there's an upside and a downside.
Well,
to it.
Yes, obviously, yeah. Because that means the Fed is likely going to keep bumping up interest rates.
And frankly, it's okay. The reality is, how does it affect Joe regular guy? How much does it affect you when you go to the grocery store to buy whatever you're going to buy? Yeah,
I don't know.
The price of food has gone up considerably higher than that inflation.
The cost of living in general is
the general. What you spend, everything you have that you are spending money on, anything that's consumables,
food, utilities.
Yeah, they're going up. Yes, price of natural gas obviously is going up. A lot of those things.
Fuel prices obviously are up and down.
My power bill is up this month. I see that it's jumped. I am on a budget plan, but they've jumped the budget up, I think, based on the fact that they are anticipating, the electric bills to be surging higher, especially because if you have a projected hot summer, what does that mean? Well, okay, in the winter, if you have a projected bitter cold winter, what does that mean? It means natural gas. In the summer, it means higher prices for electricity because of air conditioning.
Yep.
And it is just it's sort of the fact of life. You got to keep on keeping on one way or the other. Student loans, I don't see any real hope for that to not happen. Do you?
I don't know.
No, because there's still, and it really does have a mixed record.
They said the student loan pause is going to be ending at the end of the summer.
Yeah, I know that. And there's a lot
of people. It had to end eventually.
And there are a lot of people say, well, I paid off my loan, so why do these people get a free ride? Well, they're not getting a free ride. What happens
they're getting
is
some relief.
What happened is, most likely what happened, and I can understand this, I did pay off, and it took me 9 years or whatever to pay off my student loans that I took out when I was at school, even though
I still have student loans.
It was another area. And we had student loans that I paid off for my wife, or we paid off together. over the course of time.
And then all and your children,
I assume. And we've got, and we've tried to do what we could for the children and the kids to get them through college, and tried to. But the fact is,
I still have student loans of my own.
The price of college education has continued to go up, and it's continuing to go up right now. Which means, and what's the other side of that? The other side of it is, if you price yourself out of the market, what happens?
People take their business elsewhere.
They take their business elsewhere, and they also, the on campus, there is a certain amount of on campus. I think a value
experience.
There's a value in the on-campus experience. There's a value in being by your and learning how to live somewhat on your own.
Yeah, because for a lot of people, that's their first time away from home.
And you know, and I think there's some value in that. I think particularly, and then having a support group, which is your fellow students. That's and I think that is a value.
But
online.
You hit the nail on the head. The price of higher education has only gone up.
Yeah.
And it's steadily becoming less and less affordable without the aid of student loans.
No, I was just, I mentioned it last week. The price of, when I was, the comprehensive total fee for college for me was about $3,000 a year. Now it's, that same college, it's 60, now it's $60,000.
Yeah.
$60,000. Well, but the enrollment's also gone down because people have, what do you think? They've taken their
business elsewhere.
They've taken their business elsewhere. You price yourself out of the market, you're going to lose. Iowa Wesleyan University.
You price yourself out of the market, you're going to lose revenue.
Yeah, and they were trying, Iowa Wesleyan was trying hard to keep everything afloat and make it all work, but they couldn't do it. And they had, what happened was to them in Iowa Wesleyan is
their enrollment was too low.
Well, it wasn't so much the enrollment was, but it was the fact that they deferred maintenance on a lot of buildings and they had a lot of loans that they had taken out that they were paying the interest only on. And their loans were with the Department of Agriculture. And the Department of Ag, finally, they said, look, you're going to have to start paying principal so much per month. And that sort of shot that right out of the water. There is a lot of people trying to do what they can to resurrect or to bring. I mean, you've got a campus. You've got a college campus.
Well, that's the thing.
Deferred maintenance is deferred maintenance is a big problem in trying to sell a campus?
Tell us.
I'll tell you why. You already know, but I'll tell you specifically, because it's like if you don't take care of your car and then you try to sell it, what happens?
You're not going to get fair value.
You're not going to get a lot of value out of it, are you?
No, you're not. And this is really a problem that a lot of smaller universities...
They're all having that
like
problem.
The one, I think you and I both went to smaller universities here in Iowa, is that... They're being seen as the less viable option.
Well, one, they typically are more expensive. Two, you can, with luck, you can get scholarships and grants and things like that.
There was, like the big state-run schools, those are going to stick around.
The state-run schools will stick around. The price of those are also going up higher, and there is a...
It's the smaller colleges that are most at risk
here. The smaller colleges are the ones that are facing the biggest challenge right now because, and the universities are facing, one of the things the universities are facing, they're facing the fact that people don't have to go, if the on-campus experience does not seem to be something
you don't need,
then you go to Southern New Hampshire University or Phoenix University, and you get an online degree, and you're going to save money on a thing. And saving money makes a huge difference, particularly to your mom and dad.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, 100%.
And anyway, we're going to take a break. It's break for time for news. 319-754-1490, anything you have. I think the interest I have is right now is if Joe Biden, if you an alternative, to, what alternatives are there to Joe Biden? And right now, it is Robert Kennedy Jr. And he's running. Yeah, is he a viable candidate to?
I think only time will tell.
Time will tell, won't it? Okay, we're gonna take a break. 319-754-1490. We shall return.
This is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe.
We're getting back into it.
What the hell's going on with the Raiders quarterback situation, man? Why'd they turn their backs on Derek Carr again?
Correct. Why don't you really today don't technically really have a quarterback?
Why didn't Garoppolo get surgery sooner? It lends you to think that then Mark Davis could be getting Tom Brady.
Two Pros, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and a Cup of Joe. Jonas Knox.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 8. On Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
See what hit blockbusters are streaming free during Popcorn Summer Movies on Pluto TV. Watch the first four Indiana Jones movies, or Minari and Maid of Honor. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies available on live and on demand. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices for free. Pluto TV. Stream now. Pay never.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Technology has taken over the average American home, especially with mobile devices, TVs, computers, and gaming stations. Our children are growing up in this ever-connected world, and our lifestyles are increasingly reliant on energy consumption. Access Energy Cooperative wants to help you teach children how to use energy wisely. The first step is to help them understand why this is important. Help them understand that money saved on the family energy bill is money you could spend on a new game, and it helps the environment. Children learn by observation. If they see you turning off lights when you leave the room, they're more apt to pick up the same habit. And our young adults can benefit from learning how to program your thermostat for efficient use of your heating and cooling system. Taking them shopping for LED lights can be fun with all the new options available. If you need to replace appliances, explain the importance of looking for Energy Star models. Visit AccessEnergyCoop.com for games and energy-saving ideas in our kids section. Simple habits they learn today will last our kids a lifetime of energy savings. Access Energy Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
It's back, one of the best parts of summer, the Summer Concert Series of the Burlington Municipal Band, and it's back at the Crapo Park Bandshell this Sunday night at 7:30. Bring your lawn chair, your family and friends, and join us for one of the best bands anywhere, the Burlington Municipal Band. This concert and the entire Summer Concert Series is broadcast every Sunday night at 9 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, brought to you by Standard of Beaverdale. They believe in tradition and supporting local businesses. Proudly supporting the Summer Concert Series for over a decade.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. The Burlington Public Works Director's Office has announced that on Tuesday, traffic control on Main Street will switch for the movement of construction. Southbound traffic will resume use of Main Street so work can occur on the east side of the street. A detour around storm sewer work in the Main and Valley intersection will force southbound traffic to turn westbound onto Valley Street. Once fixed, traffic will resume southbound through the intersection. Northbound traffic will detour on Valley Street to Front Street. Iowa Congresswoman Ashley Hinson has introduced a flood mitigation bill that would use the existing USDA Regional Conservation Partnership Program.
Despite flooding being a major challenge for American agriculture, flooding has never really been elevated as a natural resource concern within the RCPP program.
Radio Iowa reports that the legislation will expand prevention measures and ensure communities can secure the resources to protect themselves from flooding.
The infrastructure for these programs already exists. If we can use it for some of these other critical flood mitigation initiatives, protect homes and crops in a cost-effective way, I think that is what the intent is.
The Flood Resiliency and Land Stewardship Act is being co-sponsored by Illinois Democratic Congressman Eric Sorensen. The Iowa Department of Revenue is reminding owners of non-residential electric vehicle chargers that new tax changes take effect on July 1st. According to a news release, owners of non-residential EV charging stations will be responsible for reporting and paying to the department 2 and 6 cents for each kilowatt hour of electric fuel dispensed into an electric vehicle battery or energy storage device. Any business or organization, including local governments and nonprofits, that has a charging station for its employees or customers will need a license. Licensing and taxation does not apply to electric fuel dispensed at residences. For more information, visit tax.iowa.gov. From the KBUR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, and I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump's looking to expand his legal team to help deal with the federal criminal charges he's facing. Arraignment's tomorrow in Miami.
He is expected to travel here to Miami, leaving New Jersey around midday, getting here around 3 in the afternoon. He'll go straight to his golf resort at Doral. That's about 20, 25 minutes west of here, and that's where he will meet with his advisors and his new legal team to go over his strategy.
Fox's Ashley Webster. J.P. Morgan Chase settles a lawsuit on behalf of Jeffrey Epstein's sex abuse victims over claims the bank ignored warnings about him.
The proposed deal would settle a suit filed last year by an unidentified woman on behalf of victims of the sex offender and financier over a roughly 15-year period. The bank, which has denied wrongdoing, saying in a statement the parties believe this settlement is in the best interests of all parties.
Fox's Lillian Wu. There are settlements reportedly $290 million for potentially more than 100 women. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Breezy the next couple of days. Sunny today. 75 for a high and a northwest wind. 5 to 15 gusting to 25. Tonight mostly clear. A low down to 58. Those west winds 10 to 15 gusting to 25. Sunny breezy Tuesday. High to 83 with west winds 15 to 20 gusting to 30. Partly cloudy Tuesday night, low down to 61. Wednesday, sunny 88. Mostly clear Wednesday night, 64 right now. Skies continue to be sunny. It's 60 degrees.
Brought to you by Southeast Iowa Regional Airport, providing easy travel to and from Chicago and St. Louis, offering free parking and short check-in security lines for your flying convenience.
Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Stocks are poised for modest gains to start this new week on Wall Street. It is a big week for investors. We get the latest on inflation tomorrow, the headline CPI, Consumer Price Index. It's forecast to come in at 4% for May year over year after peaking at 9% last summer and down from 4.9% in April. Also tomorrow, the Fed starts a two-day meeting on interest rates. Many believe the Fed will pause, especially if softer inflation numbers come in. But it may not stop its aggressive march toward higher interest rates to fight inflation, because even if inflation for May came in at 4%, the Fed's target is 2%. J.P. Morgan Chase has settled the Jeffrey Epstein victims case after the accuser's lawyers pushed for a new deposition of J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon. Paramount's Transformers Rise of the Beasts won the weekend box office. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack, like Marco, President of Operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/FREE. ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hi, I'm Bob McBride. I live at Ridgeview Assisted Living, and I love it. I have made many new friends, and the staff is wonderful and truly care. I'm still able to be independent, but know someone is always here if I need. I don't worry about cooking, laundry, or maintenance. We have many activities, and the food here is great. My family has peace of mind knowing that I am here. Come check out our new renovations at Ridgeview Assisted Living in Burlington, or give them a call to schedule a tour.
Accommodating. In a word, that's Prue Funeral Service. The caring staff at Prue Funeral specialize in accommodating your needs and your wishes. Prue Funeral Service offers a modern facility that can accommodate up to 400 people with convenient parking. We can accommodate every aspect of your service on site, including the funeral luncheon. Stop by for a tour and to meet the staff and see why accommodation so often leads to recommendation of our services. Prue Funeral Service. A tradition of caring.
Start your day with KBUR.
The morning news. The weather.
Information you need to start your day.
Instant, up to date.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And online at KBUR.com.
Welcome back on the talk show today. We're talking about anything and everything. We mentioned the franchise fee as a possibility. And I think that's, that may be. I think the fact is the city needs the same. They're trying to figure out how to get the revenue that they need to do what they need to do and do it in the most efficient way. I don't know if a franchise fee is going to be. That was brought up and poo-pooed and kind of thrown away. I don't know if we'll have that or not, but it may very well be, depending upon how the city is doing and how property taxes are, I guess what? Can the city use? We've actually seen property taxes revenue for the city and the county falling. So if you're losing money, what happens? You got to figure out a way. To fill in the gaps. Again, I do have to remind myself and you that are over 65 that you need to go to I need to probably do it today. You need to go to the Des Moines County Assessor's Office. Now, it takes only a few minutes. You just need to sign a verification of age and then your property and that you want to sign up for that. They're calling it a property tax exemption, but it really isn't an exemption. What it is it's on your assessed value of your home. Now, if you sign up, you got to sign up before July 1st, which is coming up fast, I should say. You got to do that. If you do that, then you get $3,250 off your assessed valuation for the fall of 2024. Then next year it jumps to $6,500. And that's every year. That'll be $6,500 off your whatever assessed valuation. Now, if the property taxes don't go up, then you'll end up saving some money. And there is also some homeowners and some, but there's some, I'm not sure exactly, there's other places where you have your assessed valuation dropped. Because of a rebate, anyway, rollback, I guess is what they call it. So anyway, that's got to be done before January 1st. But Cities face the same thing. Counties face the same thing. We were talking also about, I was on Madison Avenue again, back and forth last night. And it's, and I think, I think they're going to do what they have to do to try to keep, people are saying, well, who needs a bike lane? Well, you don't need.
Cyclists need bike lanes.
Well, and cyclists do, but also the fact is, and the sidewalks are still there for children and things like that, and there's no law or restriction on that.
I think you mentioned you brought it up, but you had a pretty good idea on what to do with it.
Well, you put one lane out to the park, and then no parking on the thing. Makes sense to not have parking on there. I know.
Not have parking on both sides, you mean?
No, not have parking. No, they're not. There isn't parking on both sides of that street. There's only parking on one side. That's on the road, one that goes towards the park, facing towards.
Okay,
the park.
I'm thinking of a different street then.
It is, it's a narrowly wide street, and just two cars. Two cars and a car parked, there have been numerous...
It's a bit of a squeeze.
There's been numerous windows, the mirrors knocked off, side swipes, would I park my car there? No. If I didn't have to. But it's like, bicyclists is not a big deal. I mean, yeah, I can go around it. But I think, and there's not many cars. You know how many cars were on there? The entire stretch last night? I did count them. I'm getting in the habit of counting them now. Seven in totality. This is from Hy-Vee all the way out to the entrance to Crapo Park or Dankford Park.
Wow.
Yeah, seven cars. Yeah. I know there's a handful of people that they signed their petition and they want to keep their parking on the front. I understand that. I might, too. I wouldn't want to have my car being sideswiped. I wouldn't want to have my mirror knocked off. I wouldn't want any of those things to be happening. But I can't imagine anyone would. But there's a huge number of incidents like that. All right. 319-754-1490. Any thoughts you have on anything else? I think the fact they may be moving... I think they may be trying to accelerate, if they can, with a little luck and some grant money, they're looking to accelerate the move to get that, we're not going to call it the Cascade, well, it could be called Cascade Bridge, but they'd like to, it's because
the bridge replacement,
they would like to do the bridge replacement if they possibly can earlier. Simply if the money is there and they can find the grants and the funds, simply because it's
something that's been sitting there for a while.
It's an eyesore, and it's also a huge symbol of the fact is, does this town really care about its people and its streets? I mean, you've got if it's not the most beautiful park in Iowa. It's pretty darn close.
Top five.
Yeah, certainly in the top five. Easy in the top five. And it's got a beautiful view, a great view of the river and the whole bit, and all sorts of things going on. And they've got a fantastic playground going on. And it's an arboretum, which means they have trees. They also have, they had a fishing derby there this past weekend in Lake Starker. I didn't even know they stocked fish in there.
It's one of my favorite places to go hike.
It's a beautiful, and there's trails all over the place. Yeah, the fact is, it's a great park. We have band concerts, the symphony concerts there coming up on the 8th of July. They're doing the city day. There's a city day in the park going on that same day, by the way.
And I think the priority is to be able to get the bridge done in somewhat of a timely manner so it's easier to get to.
I think getting it because it obviously a chain link fence blocking off traffic.
You said it, eyesore.
No, I said it's not so much eyesore as the fact is it says... why don't they just fix the thing.
the reason is obvious because there's other developments going on that they see more as a priority than Cascade Bridge because it's not the only way to get to the park.
Well, it's not the only way, but it's the best way. That's the difference.
No, I understand
that.
If you're from out of town,
telling you to go around and go through Dankwart Park and then find your way and then, we had a lot of that issue. I remember we were paddling in on Regbrae 2019. People say, well, how do I get to the park? I said, follow me. Yeah, we're going to go to Dankwart. We're going to go down Madison.
And yes, I understand that. And, you know, to some people like me, it's not that big of an inconvenience, but I can definitely see why it's such an inconvenience.
If it's a park, it's on, and it, I don't think it's on Google Maps anymore, but...
I can see why it's so upsetting that route is closed off, because it's the perfect way to get in there.
And it's been, four different times the chain link fence has been knocked down by somebody trying to elude police. Anyway.
I think that happened twice in 1 year.
Yeah, and I think four times in total, I think, is what if I'm right in my fact.
I'm trying to remember the timeline of that, actually.
No, let's see. What else have we got going on, I think, is this whole concept of... We have a sharp division between the red and blue states right now. Did you see the thing about Alabama? The Supreme Court decision on Alabama? They had the way that they were doing their districting. Basically,
yes. Okay, now I know what you're talking about.
The districting for their House seats,
and it was shot down by their state Supreme Court.
It was shot down by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, U.S. Supreme Court said no. You can't do it that way. That's gerrymandering. It's doing what you can to try to prevent...
Tip the scales.
Well, you're trying to avoid having any districts where a minority has the majority of the people. And frankly, they don't have any districts that were the predominant number of people were black or Hispanic, and they said no, you can't do that. You're basically throwing it's the Constitution and whole freedom. You know, the fact of all people are created equal. Well, they need to have equal representation, right?
Yes.
Anyway.
Mind if I bring up something?
Yeah, what do you got?
This past Saturday, I took a trip up to Davenport to do things, and I got a firsthand look at the remains of that partially collapsed building near River Drive.
Now, the other buildings, are they
being evacuated before they demolish the building.
Are they demolished? I know, but they're all, the two buildings on each side, are they also being demolished?
Not to my knowledge, but they're definitely going to be evaluated.
But was the one that we had some question on was, I believe, across the street from there?
Yes.
So that one is also...
I think they're going to be evaluating whether or not to demolish that one.
So how does something like that fall through the cracks?
That's a question a lot of people have been asking, because there's been a lot of reports of...
Literally fall through the cracks.
Yes. There's... Wow.
And I'm using the term literally correct.
I'm just going to move on from that. But,
no, but it was like... How does the inspectors...
Well, that's the thing. They're saying that... there's been a couple of reports that the inspections on this, that people, that the city was informed of a lot of abnormalities in terms of safety checks, and the city kind of pushed it to the side.
You know, a lot of the people who talk to, I've seen the story. You've seen the stories of all the people that were living in there that moved out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah, walls were cracking.
Conditions were very, very poor.
Walls cracking. People breaking leases to get the heck out of there because they saw what was, in essence, a building that was in danger of collapsing, deteriorating right before their eyes. How does this? Yeah, I guess the fact is, I would imagine the city is going to be on the hook, and I think that frankly,
the city is definitely going to be on the hook for a lot.
If you're in Davenport right now, your taxes are going to go up because the city's going to be paying an enormous amount of money on that because of that.
Yeah, and maybe some of that money's going to be paid out in legal fees.
I'd say legal fees and I'd say a lot of it, basically, it's lawsuits. They're going to have to settle lawsuits up the yin-yang.
Yeah, because the last thing they want is to go to court.
No, they're going to be settling lawsuits, and they will be. And I don't see them going to court. I think and you're also going to see a restructuring of their entire inspection apartment and home inspection.
There's going to be a lot of changes made at City Hall.
You can't, because especially when you've got a building that collapsed. I guess the fact is as these people, if you were living in that and you saw it happening, you'd move out of there, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine. Why weren't these, the rent was what, about $750 a month?
I believe so. It was hovering around there.
And I don't know if was that considered low in Davenport?
I think that's considered low in many places.
Okay. All right. I don't know what the
I've looked at some rent prices for newer buildings going up, and in some places, in a lot of newer apartment buildings, the rent is anywhere between $950 and $1,000.
This is what you're talking about. You're talking about here in town here?
I'm talking about across Iowa.
Oh, okay. What is it here in town? Have you looked it up?
Well, let's take a look, shall we?
Anyway.
At some of these.
Why don't you do that while I take a break, okay?
Okay.
The Doug Gottlieb Show.
Is there a doctor here?
Listen.
Forget the A-seat stuff.
What Mike Malone is doing is he played the underdog card as much as he could. And now he looks down, he's just got a handful of aces. And now he's like, well, you guys think it's easy to play with, aces. Yeah, sure, we're the best team, but seeds don't matter.
The Doug Gottlieb Show.
2 to 5 weekdays on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
The weather is warming, and soon you'll be able to enjoy your home's outdoor living spaces. An awning from the Sherwood Company can help you enjoy those areas even more. Outdoor awnings expand the living area of your home, giving you more entertaining space that is protected from rain and the blazing sun. Ideal for decks and patios, they are easy to operate and retract or extend in minutes, allowing sun when you want it and shade when you need it. Awnings provide indoor benefits too. They limit direct sunlight on windows and doors. Having an awning will make your home cooler and decrease your energy bills. Awnings from the Sherwood Company come in hundreds of combinations of fabric patterns and colors and are custom designed for your space. Retractable awnings can be controlled by Alexa or other home automation devices. Call the Sherwood Company for more information today.
First impression last. Time to call Sherwood Company.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe.